Actually, no, I'm not really feeling it. You want to, like, put it out to tomorrow?
Shit. No. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yet again.
Whoa.
I mean, what? Again?
We're two for two. We're batting, I don't really know. You're the American. What's the baseball analogy I need?
I think perfect game is 300, right? So
double play?
Batting.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah, we're batting, scratch and sniff.
I totally... And do you believe this guy performed a scratch and sniff?
Scratch and stiff.
Yeah. Well, when you do the sports newscaster guy, you have to have that, like, plugged nose kind of, like... I don't know why they all have that.
Is that a
thing? Or maybe it's because they're fucking... They don't know how to use a microphone because they're all jocks. Well, that's not really
racist.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Sorry, jocks. Sorry, Jacques. Sorry, French people.
I wonder if we have any jocks listening. I wonder if we have anybody listening at this point, but I mean, I wonder.
Yeah, well, whatever. But my point was that maybe they're all up right in the fucking face of the microphone and their nose is, like, in it, and maybe that's why it sounds kind of nasally, because they're not...
Not trained properly?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do they have to go to broadcasting school?
Yeah, and usually they have, like, lapel mics and stuff, probably, right? But, like, I guess news or, like, play-by-play dudes probably have, like, a... No, they have those headsets.
Oh, that's right.
So it's probably, like, inside a nostril.
They learn how to use them from the Rhythm Nation video, and that's... Did we already say hey and welcome to the thing?
We are a part of a rhythm method.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
We said hello, and okay. Something we could do is say that my name's Brian, that over there.
Right.
You can see me pointing. You can see me pointing at this guy that I'm standing right next to him in the studio.
I'll make that the ID3 art, the you pointing to me.
Oh, yeah. And that's Phil.
Yep.
He's in friggin' Minnesota, USA.
Frigid Minnesota. It's not frigid. Cold today, but it's, man, we're in for some mayhem.
Yeah. And I'm next to him in illustrious Tom McHenry Studios, and I'm sitting across from him, but I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
Brian's on the other side of the studio. He's across the desk.
Big fucking studio. It's like,
Yeah, we got a foot of snow last weekend, and we're supposed to get another foot, like, coming up right quick, a couple days, tomorrow or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's madness. And I guess our governor, like, or chief of...
That's like your premier, or is that like your? That's like, yeah, that's your premier, isn't it?
He's
the boss. He's the boss of the state.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Palpatine.
All right.
Yeah, Palpatine. I put the pal in Palpatine.
That's not very good at all.
No. But yeah, he cut back on plows. He thought he was being smooth. He's like, I'm going to save some bucks for the big sports.
Because of the global warmings.
Yeah, man. So they didn't plow that shit till Monday morning. And, you know, it came on Saturday or whatever.
No one could leave their houses. And so they had to plow that shit at home.
So here's a little funny little ditty. This will only take, I'm going to say 5% of the show to tell the story.
Oh my God.
We got invited to a party. A guy I know who works in the building. I'd call him a friend.
The work building.
He works in my work building.
Because you live in a house.
That's right. That's right.
So if a guy from your building invited you to party, it'd probably be Spencer. And he'd be like...
The guy who lives under the stairs. What?
Okay. There he is again.
Which green line is me? The top one. So he invited us to a party, and
are you winning? By the way, you're player one. Are you winning?
No, I'm not. No, mine is a lot quieter than yours.
So the score would be who's louder, right? We don't want to play that game.
No. Oh God.
All right. Anyhow, so a guy at work invited you to a party.
Yep, about a month, and his name is Marty. So he's Marty.
Marty Party. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And that's a good shoe hat, dude. He invited us like about a month earlier, something like that. So we had a long time to look forward to it and get all whoa, you know.
Scrub down.
Housewarming party and whatnot.
Did you buy a new sweater?
No, I bought wine though. I brought him some wine.
All right.
So we drive out there and it's pretty shitty outside. It's snowing like crazy. The roads are just, you know.
It's pretty shitty going to the Marty party.
Chilly. Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
All right.
And so it was, you know, it was crazy driving out there and everything. And we get to his place And there's no cars parked around there or whatever. And you know, get out of the car. And it's me and Heather and the kids. We're all ready to partay. You know, mm-hmm. It's like an early day kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And we're about an hour late. And so I knock on the door, and there's Marty. And he's laughing, and he says, you guys are a day early.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't think anything of it, man. My social skills are like zero at this point because I work in a damn submarine.
So you just walked in and
yeah, we just barged on in. Some, he gave
you
him
got some cheese
and,
in here.
Yeah, he gave us a tour. He was all right with it, but man, his girlfriend was mortified and Heather was mortified because they were in the let's clean up for the party mode. So like, I'm not going to say
dudes don't
the
care
house
about
was
that
a pit, but like, you know, I mean, it was a little, you know, not ready for prime time, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, he didn't care. Dudes, yeah, they don't.
There
care.
Was like balled up Kleenexes on the ground and like underwear hanging off the rail and
underwear just everywhere, just on the sitting on top of the halogen lights, just fuming away. So yeah, we hung out there for a little while, and the kids pretty much, you know, destroyed their entire setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they got like knickknacks and shit. They don't have no kids, so they had like hanging plants and jagged glass objet darts on the coffee table and whatnot.
Pet guess, snakes.
A boon? Okay. A boon.
Yeah, well.
So we left, and they decided to postpone the party for a week anyway because of the weather.
Because of the damage you had done.
Right. So now the party's coming up this weekend. And
actually, they probably just told you that it was postponed for a week.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They sent on a
MySpace invite?
Well, they sent on an Evite for the party originally.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you want here? A bun.
I think she wants a bun.
A bun?
A bun dance?
A bagel bun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to pause it and go and get a bun?
We ain't got no bun. here's my checkbook. Write some checks. Oh yeah, so
go get some buns.
That's right. Yeah, you want buns so bad. Here's the keys.
Pick me up a Mountain Dew.
Spend all you want. Spend all you can arrange. Yeah, so this weekend, I guess, the Marty party. Heather doesn't want to go because she's
embarrassed.
Know. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if we're really still invited. But I'll tell you one thing. I ain't buying more wine. That's a... I brought him two bottles of wine, man, for a day that was not even...
Yeah.
Oh, but then, get this. Heather left her purse there.
See.
She had to go back the next day when the roads are even shittier. What do you want, Ben? Can we sit on my lap? Yeah, you can help.
Did
Allison's in the studio?
Yeah, no. Hey, how you doing? I was just thinking that this probably never happened. You're probably just reading a synopsis from a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It was actually on Snopes. Is where I. Where
oh,
I
right. Snopes.
Yep, not yet verified. So. What are you drinking?
Well,
anyway?
Right now. Mm-hmm. Coffee. It's still morning for me, so well, I mean not physically, but physically for me, for my being. What?
What am I
just
drinking?
Woke up. Bun? Bun
I'm
juice?
Drinking the official beverage of the Spy vs. Pie podcast.
Oh, carbonated milk.
Maltagoya.
Oh god.
they changed their logo. It I think it's a direct fudge, what is it? Riff on, copy mm-hmm. of. It's not really a copy. It's still the Maltagoya letters, but it looks like the American Idol logo.
What?
Yeah, it really does.
You should probably take a picture of that.
What? The road. The Dedica.
Dedica.
Oh, I love that movie.
Attica. The Dedica. House of the Dedica.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you were going to say something. You had, you had big hype.
No, not really. I don't know.
About John McHenry.
Yeah, no, Tom McHenry was listening to yesterday's, when was the last time we could say yesterday's podcast?
Oh, man. Summer, I guess.
Did you look at our website update thing and notice that we posted exactly 3 months to the day after our last one.
I did not notice that. That's good.
It was the 27th of November, I believe. November, December.
Wow. It's just the off season, then. That's all that was. We were in reruns.
I guess.
I could have posted them.
Anyhow, so yeah, Tom was listening to it at work. He works as a like web designer, graphic design guy for like a dentist association or some weird thing.
That's such a cush job.
I know, it's awesome. Well, he can listen to the podcast at work. That's good news.
Yeah.
But I guess like not on headphones. He was listening, and he kind of got busted. Someone came by, I guess, and thought he was talking to himself or like talking and swearing up a storm or something.
Fighting with himself.
Yeah, talking about. Are you talking about stupid shit over there? No, it's not me. It's the computer. So he had to explain to the person what it was. And
did they sign up? Did we get their info?
Are they? Yeah, they're subscribed. They're a subscriber now.
They bought in.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm not even sure if the person knew what a podcast was, but
well, I'll be sure to send them their 15 user picks.
Well, you see, a podcast is like a podcast.
Oh, but there's a slight difference, isn't there?
Which is also like a radio program.
Right.
Which is also like a play that you cannot see.
Yeah, I suppose. Which is like some shit that happens that didn't happen.
Yep, it's all for fake.
Yeah, that's all this is. This is just fake life.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even have kids. I got real good at the sound effects.
Remember when we were talking about no sound effects? It's all a joke.
Yeah, totally.
And there's a special filter that you put on me to make me sound extra jowly, right?
No, there's a special filter I put on me to make me sound like you. And it's just me. The last show took me 16 hours.
And you have like a problem with your computer, and then the next show is hosted by you and Megatron or something?
Totally, just the Bell Labs voice. Which, you know, I think we should have them on sometime.
I think so.
It'd be a good interview.
I was thinking about going to the guitar store today, music shop.
Yeep.
And I know. I want to get a headphone mixer, as you and I were discussing. Because I just got this new mixer soundboard dealy thing, and I want to have more headphone outputs. And I can't do that. So, yeah, I'm going to probably go to the guitar store today. But I always dread going in there because I'm not like a real, you know, tech dude, whatever. Like, I like gadgets and stuff, and I love looking at all the, you know, I love to, like, own everything and be able to play with it and stuff. But I don't know what everything's called and, like, I don't know what everything's for and shit. So I always feel like the biggest idiot going in there, like, you know, I don't play guitar particularly well. I don't really know the difference between different kinds of strings and stuff. And that's, you know, that's fine. But guitar store is the worst kind of store to go into to not know anything. Because typically, I mean, everyone knows music shop dudes. It's the same thing as, like, music store clerks. You know, they're typically all just dicks. So.
That's right. I've been
there. So I always kind of dread you have been that guy. But, I always kind of dread going in there and asking questions. There's probably computer shops that are like that too, hey, where guys just get fed up, and if you don't know anything about computers, they just treat you like an idiot.
I think computer guys are...
But they're...
like that.
I think it's anybody who's like a nerdy expert on anything.
Yeah.
Comic shop guys are like that. Is there a, like, girl equivalent? What do girls do? They like shopping. They like...
Shit. I worked with a couple, girl clerks at the record store that were the
clerks.
Worst. You know, that was their gig. They were clerks, and and they were horrible. I mean, they were just so rude, and they would just lie. They wouldn't want to look for shit. They wouldn't want to go dig in the back for something that people were looking for. So they would just say they didn't have it. So there was this one girl, Lisa, that worked there, and she was, like, super bad about that. So I called one time, and I asked for a CD that I was holding in my hand. I called from the back room with the CD I was holding. And she swore we didn't have it. And I asked her to look in the back and whatnot, and she didn't. It was Moot Diddy, actually, was the...
the it's artist. What?
Moot Diddy.
What the hell is that?
He's a rap guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A rapster. He's in the USRT, too, which is... Oh, that's going so swell.
USRT?
Ultimate Songfight Rhyme Down Team Up, of course.
Oh, of course. That.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was that, like, military cadets thing you do in college.
Oh, PMRC you're thinking of, I think.
ROTC.
Yeah.
Is that how people actually say it?
I don't know.
Heard that before. Oh,
I don't know.
That just, to me, that just sounds like Yahtzee.
Yeah.
We don't really have that in Canada. I guess we're just not a real go-do-ems, go-get-ems type of peoples.
Well, don't you have 40 guys in Iraq and they're leaving? Isn't that
something? Like yeah. They're out of French fries or something, so they've gone home.
Oh. You guys don't eat French fries there. You have the poutine, right?
Oh, man. Do we ever. I haven't had poutine in ages, but, I mean, it's hard to get good poutine, so.
Is it?
I think so.
What's the difficulty? What's... I don't even...
What's the difficulty?
Yeah, but there's not that much, like... I can't see how they're...
Well, it's not really commonly served.
Yeah?
Burger King used to have it. Maybe they still do. It was kind of gross, though. It was just kind of like mozzarella cheese and, like, some beef au jus or something. Yeah. Not so good.
Isn't there, like, a lot of mayonnaise in it?
Not at all.
None?
Nope. No, none. It's just gravy and, gravy and cheese curds.
Really?
All melted and hot. Oh, man.
That's
yeah,
pretty good.
Good stuff. I was thinking maybe we could do Bad Interview. What do you think?
Bad Interview.
Yeah. Do you want to sing the theme song to Bad Interview?
I just did.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can put some heavy reverb on that.
No, I don't know. I'm trying not to monkey with that shit.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
There's heavy reverb on the whole podcast last time.
Oh, okay. It makes it sound like we're in an actual space.
Yeah. I set it to be the, you know, the room size, you know, when you set up a room.
Yeah, you set it to stadium?
I set it to the actual size of the distance between us.
So. Okay, nice, nice. all right, here's a bad interview question. This is like job interview stuff. And if people want to send us, like, ones that they've had in job interviews that they thought are stupid or ones that they think would be funny to ask someone in a job interview,
yeah,
they can send that in.
Where?
With an email or whatnot at spyversuspie@gmail.com or gmail@spyversuspie.com. And the versus is just a VS. There's no period. There's no space or anything. So.
That's right. Don't spell it out.
No, and if you want to record, of course, as we mentioned before, if you want to record yourself talking to us, asking a question via audio comment or something, feel free to do
tiny
that.
A little tale.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Spin a tiny yarn.
Yeah, into a tale.
Yep.
And then just email that to us, like as an MP3 or something like that, and
yeah.
Then we'll stick it in there and we'll talk about it. And
sure.
It'll be like, you know, like a call-in show or something.
Kind of. With a little time lapse. There's nothing wrong with
yeah.
that, though.
Yeah. Well, if people want to do that, they can. And if they don't, that's cool, too. All
right.
Okay,
minutes.
So
2 minutes.
Bad interview. If Hollywood made a movie about your life, whom would you like to see play the lead role as you? That's a really poorly phrased question.
Wow.
Who would play you in a movie? Why would you ask that in a job interview?
Boy, I don't know.
That's kind of a bullshit question, isn't it? Who would play you in a movie?
Batman.
You, the boss, because you're always right, and you're best at everything?
No.
We've discussed this before.
Have we?
Yes, you and I.
Who did I say?
Beefy Everyman.
Beefy Everyman?
No, I don't know. I don't know who, that's a, like, it's such a weird thing, because, like...
Would he go on looks, previous roles?
Yeah, because that's the thing is, if you go by looks, it's pretty easy to like pick someone who looks reasonably like you. But then maybe you want to, yeah. For me, it's probably Ken Watanabe. he just plays every Japanese guy now. No, it would be the Lopan guy.
Lopan.
What's that guy's from the Big Trouble in Little China? He's the.
Oh. Yeah,
Kurt Russell. That's what I'm thinking.
That right, of course.
A miniature 13-year-old Kurt Russell would play me.
Okay, I'd say one of those competitive eater guys would probably.
The Japanese one.
Yeah, that guy.
The whatever that guy's name is, I forget.
Yeah, it's kind of like your name, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like Ryan or something.
Your name's all yeah. They all look alike. Ryan.
But it's kind of a weird thing because, like, maybe you want to pick, like, an actor who you think is a good actor or someone who's, like, respectable. Like, Dame Judi Dench would play me. Or,
You know, I think here's my answer. Okay, be the boss. I'm trying to get this job.
Okay, Phil, is it okay? Hollywood made a movie about your life. Who would play you?
Well, I tell you, boss, man. If they made a movie of my life, it'd be a documentary, so I'd play myself. Motherfucker!
Oh! You just blew my mind! You're hired. I like your moxie. You got right, gumption.
Totally. That's a total moxie answer.
You got spunk.
Okay, now I'll be it.
Okay.
Have you ever done this sort of thing before? And if so, whom would you have play you in this cinema film?
I would, I would like to play the guy who doesn't get it in his eye.
You know, I suppose there's two ways to look at that question. Like, okay, if they're making a movie and the character of you was in it, but not the star, who would you want to play you? I think that'd be better.
Matthew you Lillard.
Pick character actors, you know? You can,
yeah.
Oh, I'd definitely pick Brian Posehn for me. That's
Brian Posehn?
Posehn.
Posehn.
I'm in America.
No, but that's how he says it.
They dub it out. They.
It's localized. It's regionalized for us.
That's right.
Everything. Yeah, all right. That guy, I don't know, dude.
What?
He's a big guy.
Who wear the same size pants?
Is that true?
I don't know. I hope not.
I was actually just watching, rewatching Comedians of Comedy miniseries thing, and he's in that, and he has a huge beard, and it's kind of weird. His beard freaks me out.
I wish I could have a huge beard. All I can have is like, hey, there's a couple spiders on your face. They don't look so good.
Yeah, I don't, So the guy who plays me in a movie would just have it. You would have a beard. It'd just be any guy with a beard.
Kenny.
Yeah, and I really, actually, I can never think of a good answer for this. And Ben Wu, Ben Weatherwise
there you go.
Wu.
Yeah, that's a
he,
good
no,
idea.
He would play me because he's the other Asian guy, half Asian guy. No, no, he always says that. What do you call him? Guy from the what's it? No, how can you remember the guy's name? Oh my god. He's the Asian dude from he was in The Perfect Score and
Living Single.
Ben actually saw him in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and the reason why he says is cuz he played the character called Brian McBrien and he's an Asian guy who wears a toque and has long hair.
You guys must get a whole bunch of different shit there that we don't get.
No, I don't think so. Pants? What?
No,
movies?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Never heard.
It's kind of a
thing you just said. I haven't heard of. Except for
it's a little good.
Ben Wu's the most famous thing in that little story.
Yeah, yeah, and then we put on our toques and fucking got our gym strip on and went down the toboggan. And I don't know.
What did you say, dude?
Hold on just one second.
Ask me one more time.
Is it 20 minutes yet?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh.
That's
well, we're being shut down.
You should the next podcast is lined up to use our gear here, come in the studio, so they're kicking us out.
Yep.
So stay tuned next for the
whatever you listen to next.
Put something else on. I don't know.
Yeah, because this is over. So.
Bye.
Bye,
Peter. Bye. Oh, Leonardo Nam. That's his name there. The, or as I refer to him, the Nom.